Wednesday, February 1st, a signing day edition of Open Mac. We sit down with head football coach Jeff McInerney on an exciting day.
Exciting day. It's like Christmas, brother.
It's like we got 9 kids who are here already, some mid-year transfers who enrolled for the second semester and will be participating in spring practice when it comes up in... How far away are we from spring practice?
It's March 29th. I did not count the days yet, but you can almost do it.
It's a leap year this year. So it's 58 days, 57 days.
It's coming in a hurry, brother.
So 57 days from spring practice, and you know, it'll be here before we know it, you know, the end of March, and it's hard to believe it's February 1st already. But we'll take a look at those 9 guys, plus an additional 10 that signed national letters of intent today to come to Central Connecticut and become Blue Devils beginning in the fall of 2012. So we also released the schedule today, and we'll talk about that at the end of today's Open Mac. So we'll start with the kids who are here. Dylan Abel, a linebacker out of Torrance, California.
Fine young man. He actually came to our camp, and last year we could not fit him into our signing class last year, and he went to community college for like 9 hours, a part-time student, and we got him to enroll at Christmas this year. Very good student athlete. Excited about having Dylan on our team.
Darnell Benjamin, a defensive lineman out of Massapequa.
Darnell is Everett Benjamin's brother and was a 2-year starter at Nassau Community College. We had a lot of success with Raul D. Badenis here. Excited about having Darnell adding depth to our D-line.
Jonathan Connors, an offensive lineman from West Seneca, New York.
And Erie Community College, home of Brian Fowler. Played defense there. We're projecting him as an offensive lineman. Big, tall, strong kid. Loves to lift weights. And excited to have him part of the program.
Joe Dowling, a big offensive lineman from Sag Harbor, New York.
Very fortunate to have him. You know, got him from Dean Junior College. Started on their bowl championship team to beat Glendale out there in Arizona in their bowl game. We'll have a chance to play a lot for us.
Junior college quarterback out of Hartnell College from Salinas, California, Austin Fales.
Wickedly excited about him, Tommy. We've been very successful with Hunter Wonkett from Palomar and, of course, Gunnar Jesperson from John Hancock out there, Alan Hancock. And so let's see how Austin does. We're looking forward to seeing him compete this spring.
A couple of Hollimans. The first is Brandon Holloman. He's going to be a freshman out of Philadelphia.
Really excited about Brandon. He won a state championship in high school. He went to Salisbury. He's very talented on both sides of the ball. We're going to play him at cornerback. He should have a bright future and a great opportunity to compete for a starting job.
His older brother, Rob Holloman, a running back who spent last season at Kent State.
Really excited about Rob. We've gotten into a lot of heavy recruiting battles actually with Rob and Brandon, and we're very fortunate to get him to be a Blue Devil. I see nothing but a bright future. I think he's going to add a lot to our team. At that position, I think you'll see a special player there.
I'm going to pronounce this next guy's last name wrong, but he's an offensive lineman, 6'5", 265 out of Lafayette, New Jersey, Anthony Maggio.
Maggio. Yes. He actually, before I went to South Windsor High School, I went to the same high school, Pope John the 23rd. And on a sad note, Vic Paternostra, winning his coach in the state of New Jersey, was his coach and my coach for that 1 year, and his coach for his whole time just passed away. His funeral is going to be this Friday, but we're really excited about, he goes by Joey, but we'll call him Anthony for this meeting here today so his mom knows him, but we're really excited about having him part of our team.
And the ninth and final player who enrolled for this spring semester is Dominic Zook.
Young Dominic, coming from Milford Academy, graduated from Blair Academy down there in New Jersey, went to Milford Academy up there in New Berlin, New York. We've had success with players from Milford Academy. Excited about Dominic. I think Dominic, he's going to be a wonderful player, and he should have an opportunity to play.
Taking a quick look at these 9 guys that are here, there's 4 offensive linemen, 6'4", 6'3", 6'5", 6'5", and the smallest one is listed at 265. Talk about bringing in those 4 offensive linemen.
Well, I think it's huge. We lost 4 senior offensive linemen. I think it's huge to have your offensive linemen have a spring ball practice. And we were very fortunate to have a lot of young men graduate early with our summer school program at midterm, so we had spots available to sign players at midterm. And having those 4 offensive linemen here in camp will give us a great head start towards next season.
How important it is for them and also somebody like Austin Fales at the quarterback position to have that spring ball?
Tom, it's huge. I don't know if you can be very efficient without it that first year. If they did not have spring football, they could be good players, but it would take them 5 or 6 games. It's still going to take them a little bit of time to fall in line and get used to their environment, but I think it was a must to get these guys here for us to have an opportunity at another NEC championship.
And we'll take a look, and it's just about 1:15 when we're taping this open mac. And talk about the excitement of signing day, or maybe it's not excitement, maybe it's just being anxious or maybe a little bit nervous because you wait for either the email or the fax when this information comes in, and you know, talk about, you know, who you target, and then, you know, the excitement of just getting that information in.
Well, it's very exciting. We target our needs first, and obviously we keep notes, and we start, like we've already started for 2013, and you put out a list of needs, and you go down your checklist, because you want to recruit good student athletes, but they got to be at the correct position. Otherwise, you'll have all good players at one position and not good at another position. So sometimes it's a need situation over ability. So that's how we target them. And getting the paperwork in is very high anxiety, like getting everybody to cross their T's, dot their I's, and follow through with what they say. And that's a two-way street. Not only do you have to do that on the student-athlete side, you have to do it on the university side. And it's exciting.
We got 10 players that signed National Letters of Intent, or NLIs, with the Blue Devils today and sent those in. They will be here on campus beginning in the fall of 2012. 7 of those 10 come from Connecticut. We'll start off with wide receiver out of Windsor, Aaron Berardino.
Yeah, the Hartford Current Offensive Player of the Year. We're really, really excited about Aaron. Came to camp, a fabulous young man, got a fabulous family. Excited to get a young man from Windsor here on our football team. Explosive, so we'll add a lot to our offense, and it should be fun to watch him play.
He had almost 1,300 receiving yards last year at Windsor, but taking a look at some of the write-ups on him, he seemed to be a very explosive kickoff and punt returner, too.
No doubt about it, my friend.
Travis Buzzo, an offensive lineman from Culpeper, Virginia, and Liberty High School.
Yes, Travis has been to camp here for the last 4 years, and his team's been very successful. We had actually offered Travis early on in this process last summer, and he actually came on his official visit at the Sacred Heart football game. And he's also the son of Tommy Buzzo, our new co-defensive coordinator. But we actually had signed Travis and got a commitment before we hired Tommy, and excited about having Travis on our team. We're very, very fortunate. He had many, many offers. And, in fact, 3 other teams, without mentioning them in our conference, had offered Travis a scholarship, and he chose to come here.
Wide receiver out of Monroe and Massac is Brandon Cusimano.
Brandon, a fabulous young man, great family, came to camp, had a chance to watch him practice this summer. Obviously, he had a great opportunity to catch balls from Casey Cochran, who went to UConn at midterm this year. We're just very fortunate to have Brandon a part of the team.
Defensive lineman out of Madison, Connecticut, and Hand High School, Joe DeMichelle.
We're excited about him, man. He's a big one. He's also a fabulous wrestler, and Joe is just a great, great ball player, and actually, I think we call him Joey DeMichael, but it could be Joey DeMichelle. If that's the case, I've been saying it wrong for
it wouldn't be months. The first time.
That is so right, my friend. That is so right, but Joey's a very good player. He's an all-New England wrestler. He's a big guy that we need in the middle as a run stopper. He can rush the passer. Anybody who saw the Massac Hand playoff game, watched him dominate and put the squeeze on Mr. Cochran as he rushed the passer during that game and had a great ball game.
Well, Joe DeMichael, when he filled out his online form for us, he said he's ranked as the 11th best heavyweight wrestler in the country.
Very true. He's all New England. Very true. He could wrestle in the Big Ten.
He's 6'1", 285, so certainly a big spot in the defensive line there. Some places that you needed to fill on that defensive line.
No doubt. And we got to prove against the run. I think Joey's going to be a huge part of that process.
Tyler Hurd, an offensive lineman from Saratoga Springs, New York.
Right up there by Albany. He went to Vermont Academy. Tyler is a fabulous athlete. Just started playing football 2 years ago, a basketball player. And we're really, really excited. Big, big, strong guy that can move. Maybe able to play defense. But right now we got him sketched in on the offensive line.
Another offensive lineman out of Fairfield and Fairfield Ward is Mike Money.
another fabulous wrestler. In fact, he's undefeated. He may end up meeting Joey DeMichael down the road. In fact, I think last year Joey DeMichael pinned him, but he may get another opportunity. Well, I get that from Mike. I mean, but anyway, another strong athlete, wrestler, tough guy, very explosive off the ball, very fortunate to have him.
Mike Money might win the best name of the incoming class if it weren't for the next guy, Krayshawn Morrison.
Yes, Krayshawn Morrison. We call him CJ also, but Krayshawn's a wonderful student athlete. Is from East Hartford, went to Capital Prep in Hartford. We're very fortunate. He came to camp. He could play tailback. We got him ready to play fullback to take Eric Richardson's place, who we had a struggle last year doing that. That's how we recruited him from the beginning, right from the beginning this summer. And we're very excited about having him part of our team.
CJ, a big part of Capital Prep going unbeaten in the regular season, making it to the state playoffs. He is going to be coming to Central. It's the highest level of football anybody from Capital Prep has gone to. So, and Tommy Ash wrote a great feature on him in the Hartford Current. We linked it up on our website with Krayshawn's bio. A linebacker out of Woodbridge, Virginia, Darius Parson.
Very fortunate to get Darius. Just came on his official visit this past weekend. Darius is a strong, tough guy that can tackle. He plays tailback, too. And usually you see those big tailbacks. He's like 6'1", 230, can run downhill. But he's going to really help us at that linebacker position. I could see Darius making a major impact with us as long as we work with him and he develops at the proper timeline.
Another guy out of Dean College and from Middletown, Connecticut, is linebacker Chuck Watson.
Very lucky to have Chuck. He led the conference in tackles. He's a tackling machine right down here from Middletown High School. Very blessed to have him. He had an injury his senior year, and he went to high prep in Connecticut and then ended up going up there so he'd have a chance to play Division I football. And we're very, very fortunate to have Chuck part of our team.
On the 10th guy to send in his NLI, 10th in alphabetical order, not the 10th one that came in. Defensive lineman out of Killingworth and Xavier is Austin Wazinski.
Austin's a very, very talented player. I could see him and Joey DeMichael being a huge part of our team for a long period of time in the middle. Very athletic, very good tackler. Just so happy to have Austin part of our squad, and it's good stuff.
I'm coming from a program like Xavier, back-to-back state titles, certainly knows how to win.
And no doubt about that, my friend. And they're well-coached and great tradition. We've been very blessed to have quite a few players from Xavier here, and they're just good people.
We released the schedule today, and we put it up in the story about the recruits, and just quickly we'll talk about the first three games, and later on towards spring practice we'll get into the conference season. But the first three games, the first three non-conference games, will open up September 1st on the road at Stony Brook, a playoff participant last year, which is a recurring theme in our non-conference schedule next week. And, oh, by the way, all they did was sign the running back from Iowa who left Iowa and goes to Stony Brook. Travel down to former NEC member Stony Brook. Talk about that game.
Well, it's exciting. They got a wonderful program. Chuck Peori does a great job. Excited about going there. We're looking forward towards the opportunity to compete against a playoff team, and we'll see how it goes. I think we're going to prepare hard, and we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Get another opportunity to go against the playoff team the next week. September 8th, we'll host Lehigh right here at a Root Field. It will be the quote-unquote grand reopening, if we kind of call it that, of a Root Field with the additional bleachers on the other side. Talk about playing Lehigh at home.
Very, very excited. It's a tremendous opportunity to get a Patriot League team of their caliber to come to New Britain, to beautiful Root Field. I think it's a wonderful scheduling situation for our school and our fans to get a team of that caliber to come here. Cannot wait to have an opportunity to compete against Lehigh.
Following that game, we will take to the road again against another playoff participant from 2011 and New Hampshire.
What can you say? New Hampshire's Shawman, they just do a great job up there coaching and recruiting and evaluating. A great school, great university. A lot of fun to compete against the best. We've set ourselves up to have an opportunity to play against very, very good football teams, to push this program forward and the NEC with our competition, and cannot wait.
Well, Coach, congratulations on an excellent signing day. All the information can be found online at ccsubluedevils.com, including some links to video highlights from about 85% of the guys up there. We have them linked up, and we congratulate you guys on a successful recruiting class, And 57 days, I think we said, until spring practice begins. And once again, I thank you for your time and wish you good luck.
Hey, fire up, baby.